JD's Heroes.
Time for another JD's Heroes. You can nominate that special someone in your life who deserves a little pick-me-up or just a thank you for the amazing work they do. All we need to do is go online, freeradio.co.uk. Now, that's what Hayley's done. Hayley's from Nuneaton. Morning, Hayley.
Morning.
How are you, lovely?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, you've nominated Elaine Neal. Is Elaine a relative, a friend, or...?
Been a friend for quite a number of years now. She's originally from Nuneaton, but she moved to Dorset and a marriage ended and she uprooted and came back to Nuneaton with her son. A couple of years ago now, she was a lollipop lady and she had to give it up because she started suffering with bad pain and the back, and she's got quite a few things. She's got a problem with her immune system, she's got arthritis, she has to wear like a neck and a back brace constantly. Got that bad at the moment that she, in the house, she walks with two sticks. Right. And when she goes out of the house, she has to have a wheelchair. So obviously that was a lot at her age to come to terms with, really. Out of the blue, about 18 months ago, her mum died suddenly. And then not long after that, she found out she'd got breast cancer. She had to have a mastectomy within about a week of finding out. And then when she went for a scan straight after that, they found it had gone into her lymph nodes. So she had to be rushed and have a second operation. She's had to have chemotherapy, which has really, really knocked her around. Mm. And I mean, she went to Blackpool and woke up one morning like, and all her hair was on the pillow and
oh,
that. And
no.
She went and had it shaved off at a place in Blackpool. She's just finished, about 2 weeks ago, finished a radiotherapy, which hasn't knocked her around as much as the chemo, but I mean, it still has. She's just like been sleeping all the time. I mean, I went round to see her and she fell asleep on me, and the first thing she did when she woke up was text me, "Sorry I fell asleep on you." You know, she's always thinking of others. I mean, always. She puts everybody else before herself. And through all this, she's home-tutored her son through his GCSEs. You know, she's just honestly remarkable, really. She's always positive. She's always thinking of others. You know, she's always texting me, "How are you? Take care," you know, and all that sort of thing. With all the other health issues she's got on top of it, it's unbelievable.
And what about the doctors? Are they thinking that she's got through this radiotherapy quite well?
I think so. I mean, I haven't had an update. She finished the radiotherapy and then she went away to Cornwall.
Right.
But I think she's due, or perhaps this week, to go back and see where it stands at the moment.
Tell you what, shall we get an update from Elaine?
Let's
ring her.
Fine.
We've sorted a little surprise out for her just to kind of take her mind off things, because she's flipping been through quite a lot, hasn't she, the poor girl?
She has been through a hell of a lot. When you talk to her, you see she'll just take it all in a stride.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you hold there, Hayley. We're going to play a song and then we'll come back and we'll try and get hold of Elaine and let her know what we've sorted for her, OK?
OK, that's fine.
Hello, speaking, please.
Hello, is that Elaine?
Yes.
Elaine, it's JD here from the JD show on Free Radio. You OK? I'm calling with some good news. Do you know Hayley from Nuneaton?
I know Hayley, yes.
Yep, she's nominated you to be a JD hero.
Right.
I tell you what, I've got Hayley on the phone. Before Elaine puts the phone down, she thinks I'm like a car salesman or something, Hayley. Do you want to tell Elaine why you've nominated her for this award?
I'm going to get all emotional now, Elaine. I just wanted to do something really nice for you because you've had such a rough couple of years. I just think you deserve it because you're always positive, you're always thinking of others. You know, you always put a smile on your face. And you've been so brave, and I know, you know, you're so optimistic, and I just wish you all the best, really.
Thank you, Hayley.
You're always thinking of others, and I wanted somebody to think of you for a change.
Thank you, Hayley, so much.
Hayley's explained what you've been through. You know, you've been dealing with breast cancer, you've got health issues at the moment. I mean, how are things at the moment, Elaine?
Health-wise, not very good. Confined to a wheelchair when I'm out. I've got 5 health conditions. I'm on over 20 lots of medication a day. I've got an autoimmune condition, osteoarthritis, I have fatigue syndrome. Life's pretty tough at the minute.
You had to give up your lollipop lady job. Where were you helping the kids?
Did invigilating at Hartsell High. I did a much time in a lady job at St Nicholas Primary, and the lollipop was on Cross Road and Northumberland Avenue.
I had a nan who experienced breast cancer, and I helped all through that. And Hayley was telling us about the time when you were in Blackpool and you woke up and your hair was on the pillow. I mean, it must have been an awful time for you.
Yes, it was.
And what's the latest at the moment? Have you finished treatment or have you still got a lot to go?
Finished my treatment, but I've got severe radiation burn, so I'm having to go to the hospital and the doctors for that to be treated.
Elaine, we just want to say you're amazing getting through all this.
I mean, you really are.
Hayley told us that, you know, you still care for others and check on how everybody else is. I mean, Hayley, you said that she's constantly texting you and seeing how you are.
She does, and she texts me to say, like, sorry for falling asleep when I went to see her. She fell asleep on me, you know, and that sort of thing. And she's always texting me, you know, you take care. You